Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
My voice, I have laryngitis, clearly. I have to build up my tolerance, my stamina.
Really. I already follow you, And Another Thing. But, yeah. I got you, Worm. I dropped a follow on the Worm.
Big Worm! Thanks, Abby Snail.
It's appreciated.
Thanks for chiming in. What do you want to hear us do? We'll chop it up. Improv
this?
Style.
Look at this. Haha, I talked over you. I didn't even hear you. Haha.
I think he just said how.
Oh, I've offended his people. Damn it. I've
right,
been
in some
exactly. culture.
Damn it, we did it again.
Wait, it's gonna happen again, look.
Galt.
No, he said Galt.
Okay, he's gonna be one of these guys. He's gonna leave like a one word, like five message, right?
Okay, no, but while he does that, we have him by the balls because he's listening to us. I want everybody to pay attention to
that's
this
right.
Particular. Okay, his name here is... Nuno 02, because he was born in 2002. Okay, that tells us that he is 19 years old, and he's a little douchebag who's got a cell phone. Well, dude,
right.
he's acting like a child. He's not a child. We could report him as a child, I suppose.
And he's not being funny. He's just punking us.
Yeah. Is he punking us, though? Right. Because I think it's fair to say that he's a no-ball bitch. So if that
well,
fair,
I would,
we're
I would,
him.
I would absolutely agree, and I would say we are punking you, and we're fucking you with your own dick. Because you can't do shit, you little 19-year-old douchebag, and here we are punking you so hard. As a matter of fact, I'm fisting you right now with no lube, and I'm putting a little bit of Vaseline on just so the sand will stick. But only so the sand will stick.
Okay, that's quite enough, Dave. I think he learned his
I'm
message.
Sorry. I think he got the message, didn't he?
Let's see.
Yo, Worm. Your
What's
Trump
up?
Impression is, like, spot on, my dude. Like,
I don't think so.
That's hilarious.
Holy shit.
No, it's good.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
It's good.
Nah, I'm just playing. No, yours is supreme, dude. Don't even.
Yo, can y'all do a Family Guy like Stewie impression? I'm here for it. I like the voices. That sounds weird. I'm not schizophrenic or I don't hear voice. I like y'all's impressions.
Stewie. I can't do Stewie. Can you do Stewie? I can't do Stewie.
I don't think I've ever even tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not usually the voice guy. I do stupid voices, but not like impressions.
I'd have to hear him. And then I could probably do it. I'm like I'm really good at that. Like if I hear it, I can nail it. But man, that's a tough one because he's so unique. He's got this he's arrogant, but he's kind of a Donald Trump, but he's such a little, but he's a little prick at the same time. Oh, Stewie. Yeah, it's a weird.
Stewie,
such a unique character.
Yeah. Okay, so Dave, I do want to hear about your exciting times in the Bay Area, your exciting misadventures and adventures as a musician.
Oh yeah? They're mostly misadventures. I was in bands for about 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm. What do you play?
I sing.
You sing, you're a singer. Oh, that's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was already kind of thinking that, but your voice is very much like your instrument. Sweet.
Yeah, totally. My voice is my instrument, and absolutely. And I'd been in choir for, I grew up. My father was a minister, so I was in choir as a kid until it was uncool to be in choir, like till pretty much till high school. Mm. And then in high school, it really wasn't cool to be in choir, right? So I was like, oh, okay, so I want to be one of the cool kids, right? So,
right.
So I got into metal and shit, and metal and drugs, you know.
What kind of metal? What was metal back then? Was Slayer around?
No, Slayer hadn't even come up yet. No, it was Rat was always Venom. Cheesy, kind of. Yeah, but Venom was one of the killer ones. Exactly, like okay, East Bay metal was hardcore. So Venom, yeah. All kinds. Like
those are like the very beginning days. So it's like hard for me to even.
Anvil Chorus was one, like a super early band.
Yeah, this is like proto-metal. Like
before Metallica, even. Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, then once Metallica Kill 'Em All hit, then it was just, you know, everything changed.
No remorse, no repent. We don't care what it meant.
Exactly. Right, and then it was like, all guitar players were like racing towards like being the faster guitar player after that. And it was interesting. I grew up in this time like where, you know, I don't know, a bunch of people around me became killer guitar players. There was this guy, Michael Varney, who had Shrapnel Records, and he would just look for these like 16, 17 year old prodigies, you know, and sign them to a record label and produce them. And he did that with like three kids in this area and just blew them up. You know, Tony McAlpine is one of those, you know, just crazy prodigy kid.
Who's that?
Oh, he's still playing. But you know, he does like, yeah. Yeah, check him out. Tony McAlpine. Crazy, super killer, crazy. On the level of like a Joe Satriani, right?
So, what do you think
and of Joe Dave Satriani and that?
Is Dave Mustaine okay by you? Because Dave Mustaine was like going through some...
Dude, he had throat cancer, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Jury's still out.
Are you a Megadeth fan?
Oh, I fucking love him. I've never liked his voice. yeah, never. You know, he's got that little fucking never liked his voice, but fuck, is he a good guitar player and a great songwriter. Just brilliant songwriter.
He claims like, that like Metallica ripped his work off so much like for Kill 'Em All, and I don't doubt that he didn't write a big part of it, but the fact that Metallica was able to continue on without him is like says a lot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He wrote most. He wrote most to Kill 'Em All. He wrote most to Kill 'Em All, but he was like apparently he just hit the fucking dumpster as like a heroin addict and alcoholic, just hardcore. Mm-hmm. So Metallica kicked him out, even though he wrote all their shit. Like they had to kick him out. Right? I mean, that's a huge move, right? You kick out your main dude, your main songwriter. So that's a bold move. Nobody does that and survives, but they did and they survived. And, you know,
so Metallica, and they thrived actually. Really like this, kind of like maverick group that was like, they were like metal, but they weren't hair metal. Like they were, am I cutting out?
They were thrash. Thrash, dude. Yeah. They were like fuck hair metal. Like it was such a contrast in scenes. Like people would fight, dude. People would fight. You know, you like a hair metal band would show up and people would beat their ass. on Broadway in San Francisco. Like at one point there was like three hardcore metal clubs. Like right across the street from each other. So there was like a triangle of metal clubs. So for $15, bucks, you could go to three different clubs and check out 15 different bands for fucking $15, bucks, dude. Right?
Wait, would they be playing at the same time, though?
Yeah, but they would stagger them on purpose.
So there's no way you could see all 15 bands. I mean, you'd have to...
You'd be bouncing back and forth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But you could... But they would stagger them a little bit, so you'd have the headlining set would go, you know, that would be after all the other bands had finished.
Yeah.
On purpose, right? So they coordinated.
That's dope, like, to have the option.
Oh, yeah. And then at the end of Haight Street on San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
There were two clubs right across from each other, the Night Break and... Fuck, I forget the name of the other club. But it was the same thing. End of a street, end of a dead end street on Haight Street, and just killer metal bands. Like, and one of the clubs had $5 all you can eat sushi every Sunday. So, sushi Sundays, you could go down and spend $5, get all the sushi you can eat, and see three different bands.
I used to love live music events. Like, I've been to quite a few hip-hop concerts, too, but I like rock concerts. I'm a metalhead, so I really miss...
Me, too.
I miss fucking loud-ass fucking concerts. I miss mosh pits. I just miss the atmosphere.
Right, because you can't get that looking at it, right? You need to be mm-hmm. in it.
I don't even want to watch the video of it.
That's what I'm talking about. You need to feel that compression on your chest of when the guitar and the bass hit the same note at the same time. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you need
the power.
You need to feel that, right? The power chord.
Yeah,
Thank
it's
you.
Like a sonic womp. It's a sonic, like, that's how I describe it. A sonic womp. It's like together, like,
yeah, and it hits you. And it hits you so hard, and it's so powerful.
I love me a double bass pedal too.
Oh, dude. Go nuts, you bro. Play music, right?
No. I rap and I sing, but like.
Okay,
never,
so that's
I,
what.
I never did
that's
it, like, seriously.
No, but you're fucking good at it.
Mm hmm. I am good at it. I outsang Corey Taylor. He, like, was very angry at me. He looked at me like.
How did that happen?
Well, I'm down in, like, this, like, VIP kind of. It was like beyond the front row, kind of like there was like a little small area for VIP that we like kind of like just lucked out and like somehow got into. I think because I had a girl with me.
You take was this like Stone Sour or was this?
At the Wiltern in, so it's on Wilshire and Western.
Which of his bands?
Stone Sour.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I met him and he was a total dick.
He's a cocky prick, right?
Uh-huh, didn't shake my hand, just kind of looked at me funny. And then I felt stupid for gushing.
Right.
But I guess that was my own fault, but...
But no, it's not, dude, because here you're looking up to this dude. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, I had the same situation, different...
I was about 20, so I was, like, young, you know? Like, I looked up to him, you know?
Dude, I had the same situation with Metallica, right? These dudes shaped who I became, right? Like, mm-hmm. Kill 'Em All formed my, I am as a person. Are you mm-hmm. kidding me? And especially, I was a punk-ass kid, right? So it formed me. And mm-hmm. I met these guys at this place where I worked, right? So I was a cook at a comic club. And it turns out that was the first place they had ever played, and it changed ownership. But it was the first place they'd ever played. So they were outside doing an interview and a photo shoot. And I went out, and I fucking tried to, like, just be like, dude.
Schmooze?
just tried to be like, bro.
What's
you
up?
Fucking, you know. And I just got the total brush off. And, like, just a brush off, but, like, such, like, I got, like, pissed on. I felt like I got pissed on.
So what, right? you looked at your shoes and then looked away, or what happened?
Pretty much that. And then just went about their fucking interview. And, motherfucker, I have every single fucking album of yours. I'm the reason that you're here doing this interview. Right?
Right. And it, well, because if you were to, like, if you truly represented all of their fans, because you are one of their fans, right? Like, they could lose one fan.
I wasn't lose one fan,
no matter how good of a fan you are. You're not really.
But you know what I'm saying, bro. I didn't come up to them all like fucking like. I just came up like, hey, bro, like, trying to make a connection, right? I wasn't asking for autographs and shit, you know.
Because I remember how Lars Ulrich was during the whole Napster thing, and
he's a dick.
I already know kind of like how, at least how he can be, and I can imagine like the if they're anything like him, which I assume they kind of would be.
Kirk Hammett was cool as fuck. Lars and James Hetfield were total dicks.
Yeah, but so who was the bassist at the time? Jason Newsted?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Fill in, yeah. But you know.
I like that Metallica. I like that one, that combination.
I mean, I liked it too, but you know, fuck, dude, you can't, you know. He was a fill in for the late great Cliff, you know, and nobody could touch Cliff Burton.
Dude, how sick is that bass solo?
Oh, dude. I mean, yeah. Are you kidding me? It's like a guitar solo on bass. And he was a killer guitar player too. My roommate, dude, I was roommates with this guy, Eric Cruz, who played with Cliff Burton before he was in Metallica even. And they grew up together in Castro Valley in the East Bay. And Kirk Hammett was right over there in El Sobrante. Right? So it was this crazy little clusterfuck of and Les Claypool was right there too at that same time, right?
El Sobrante. So it's this, that means the leftovers.
There you go. The leftovers of San Francisco. That's exactly what it is. Like the suburbs of San Francisco. But no, dude, you got all these bands coming out of there. Fucking Faith No More.
Ooh.
All these bands, you know.
Cool.
Exodus.
I like it.
You know. Oh, I love music. And anybody that can really, really play, you know, I don't give a fuck what style it is. I'm down. But I'm a rock dog and a metal dog at heart, you know. I love the fucking love that shit.
The Zach Wilde.
Kidding me? Oh yeah, exactly. He's one of the masters. Zach Wilde, fucking Slayer, King Diamond.
Slayer, yes. I love being a nice squeal.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
Did you air guitar while you did that like I did?
Are you kidding? I totally just did. I even had to set a beer down to do it, and I totally air guitared. I was like, oh fuck, I gotta get this on time. Fucking weird. Oh, that's hilarious. Yep.
They've been talking. Should we hear the people?
We should hear the people. Let's hear what the people got to say.
Let the people talk.
Yo, it's not too personal, like, how old are y'all? Just curious because of the way y'all are talking about music right now.
53.
36. A quick question. What's your favorite car?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite car with a little spank at the end?
I don't think he really cares about the favorite car.
Yeah, I don't think he does either. I think that was a troll.
It wasn't even a good one.
Yo, I'm also.
It wasn't even a good one, though, yeah.
And bro, Worm, do you ever sleep?
What the hell? No. And what's it to you, Hava?
Yeah. sleeps for pussies.
Is zero in the comments and you know this, let's be honest. What's good?
What's good, brother? What's good? What we're chilling. We're chilling. Chilling like two villains up in the non-hood.
Yes. And?
And I'm a cracker.
No. What?
I don't know.
What?
No. It's getting late. I'm dizzy. But actually, I was told I can't say that anymore.
What do you guys think of Donald Trump? And also, what he did to the country? Your opinion?
Oh, shit, I didn't hear that.
Well, I think Donald Trump took a big shit in the country. I think he took a tremendous shit, a big diarrhea shit. I think he shit all over the Constitution. I think he shit all over the Bill of Rights. I think he took a tremendous, wonderful shit. He shit everywhere. He shit to the left. He shit to the right. And he's gonna shit all over you tonight. That's right. That's right.
Brilliant.
What do you guys think of celebrity worship nowadays?
Oh. Donald?
You first.
You're the demigod.
Well, I would say the Kardashians are a bunch of worthless cunts, but I like to grab cunt. So I can't knock them because I would like to grab them. So, yes.
Okay.
Next question.
As for me, I think worshiping celebrities, is there's nothing wrong with it. You can go ahead and follow me on Instagram and on Twitter and here, obviously.
53, you're lying. No freaking way. Are you trolling right now? I thought y'all were both like 35 to 40 was my guess. I was way 36. Off on you. 53 is accurate, right. But dope. That's cool.
Is this a little ageism I'm detecting? I'm not sure how to play this. Not sure, but you know, if I was here as Donald, you know what I would do, and I would do it gently. I would do it gently, but I would do it tremendously.
Would you grab him by the pussy?
I would grab her by the pussy, yes.
Worm said, no rest for the wicked, my dude.
Ain't no rest for the wicked. No, I'll sleep. What's a Tahava? I'll sleep when I want. I'm plugging to sleep.
I say, that's gonna be fun. Oh, sleep wait, when you're dead. Sleep when you're dead.
I say that all the time. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Jesus says that. Jesus said, sleep when you're dead.
I got the Super Bowl today. Oh, this is going to take a lot of cocaine.
I'm gonna smoke a Super Bowl in about 2 minutes. Yes, tremendous bowl. It's a tremendous bowl. I call it a Super Bowl. It's a fantastic bowl. It's Girl Scout cookies. Everybody loves the Girl Scout cookies. It's tremendous Northern California strain. Tremendous, tremendous weed. Wonderful Girl Scout cookies.
I have people like to say, oh, what do you think of this nowadays? It's like, this has always been a thing. For example, celebrity worship. This has always been a thing.
Yep.
People always worship some popular person. But I say it's kind of silly to worship people for certain things. Like, you shouldn't worship anybody because they will treat you like crap. Even, like, I have a hard time when I feel like someone looks up to me. Not that I'm trying to shit all over him. I would be nice to you, but, like,
you're asking.
I'm like, I'm very, I gotta be very careful because it's, like, it's a lot of responsibility that you're putting on that person. Because, like, oh, shit, I gotta finish this in my part, too.
Nah, I get what he's saying.
No, that's truth, and I totally got what he's saying. And it's a lot of faith you got to put another person, and you know nobody wants a stalker, right? Can we just real?
I don't mind.
I'm not ageist. I think it's dope that you're on here and you're old age.
Look, can you stop saying
I'm kidding. I'm a young whippersnapper, so that's why. I was just being nosy.
We'll tell her she's too young to know anything.
Let me put in my teeth. Give me just a moment. I'm gonna put in my teeth, and then I'll get right back to you. Okay, there we go. Okay, there we go. All right. So, what the fuck you talking about? You young little cunt. I've got a message for you. You're nothing but a young little cunt, and I love young little cunts. So don't get me wrong. So keep coming and come again and again and again and again and keep coming because coming is important. It's important. It's very important. Hey, can I get a skate?
Because your perception of them can be shattered real quickly if they're just having a bad day. And they, like, you ever have a bad day and accidentally take it out on somebody that you don't mean to?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. You know, that happens with everybody. We forget celebrities are just humans. So I don't think it's a good idea to put someone on a pedestal.
Kardashian.
You know, respect them. You know, you can have high adulation for people. Like, I do, but just don't try not to, like, get into worship level, because that's when both parties get into trouble, in a way.
Oh, yeah.
And get into, you know, frustration, disappointment level.
Straight up, you don't want to idolize anybody, right? Idolize yourself, yeah. Man.
Especially,
lift yourself up.
Well, yeah, we should. Well, I don't know if we can idolize ourselves. Like, an idol needs to kind of be, like, it's like a role model. I think it has to be someone else.
Don't idolize anybody. Exactly.
We can have self-esteem. Well, I think sometimes it's useful to, like, have, like, a model, like, that you're trying to be, like, especially, like,
in a model. Yes.
Stages of development.
But we gotta be careful. But yeah. We gotta be careful with that. Because once it comes, like, an idol, once you, like, don't worship anything or anybody, you know, just put in the work and follow people who are doing things that you want to do and learn from what they do, but don't fall into worship of any person, because anybody can become like that cult of personality, that Donald Trump, where they go south, you know?
You are absolutely right. So, I mean, fanaticism is basically like it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, dude. Give me $1 billion. I'll probably be a dickhead. I think I'm a pretty cool guy now, but give me $1 billion and then let's talk. I'll probably be a whole different person.
Were you able to read my mind? I think you read my mind, because I was like, should I crack this joke? Nah.
No, bust it.
I was going to say you're already a dickhead, but...
No, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a fucking asshole, dude. I'm the best dickhead there is.
Dave.
I'm a great dickhead.
Yes, you can't get a skin. Also, guys, check out Worm's Instagram. Fucking, this shit is sick. Like, for real.
I'm following
Don't
you.
Check out mine, though. Don't check out mine, though.
Yours isn't attached to it. Is it?
Did you attach it? It is.
Since when?
But yours is better.
Look at this. He's taking it serious.
Yeah. Yours is better.
Oh, I'm already following you. Cool. Excellent.
Yeah, dude. We're already fans of each other, bro.
Everything's squared away here.
But your Instagram is way better than mine. Mona Lisa!
And another thing. Oh, I don't know about her. She needs to come correct.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Worm. How's it going? And another thing.
What a surprise.
Have a good night. I am out of here.
Are you Garden sure? Clones.
Thank you so much for coming by, Garden Clones. Do you know those people? Mona Lisa and Garden Clones?
They appear to have come here together.
Yeah. Indeed. Now, Are you following them? Because you should. They do a wonderful show called the the Twilight Zone, and they go they go out there, and I love to go out there.
Sounds like a Mona Lisa thing.
Oh, it totally is, and I love to go out there with them, and we go into distant realms every most nights. So everybody join the Twilight Zone.
Sounds fun.
You'll hear me chiming in on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do, you know, funny voices, music, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Monkey's paw sounds great. What time can we catch this?
It usually starts like around 10 o'clock, I think. It's kind of a late night thing. It's kind of a late night thing, yeah. 10 or 11. Garden Clones and Mona Lisa.
Yeah, follow them.
I am from old Soviet bloc Ukraine. And I will tell you this. Americans, they worship whores. I will tell you this. The this Kardashians are whores.
This is true.
And it's very hard to understand why these people have any sort of celebrity, if that's a good word. They are decadent, ridiculous whores. And they are only popularized for their being whores or sluts, whatever words that I guess, I don't know the why. Decadent whores.
I do not appreciate him talking this, that they are only famous for being whores, because no, that it is, they are not famous for being whores. They are famous for their asses. Okay?
Yo, check out And Another Thing. His shit is actually sick.
Mona Lisa, I'm gonna tear you a new asshole, you fucking moany slut. Fuck out of here.
I'm sorry, I didn't stroke your ego. And Another Thing. You have beautiful tomatoes and lovely gardening skills. Do you feel better that I stroke your ego? I'm sorry. I'll make sure to stroke egos equally now.
Yes, you will.
Abby Snail. As long as I don't get no snails in my garden, we're all good. But I like an Abby in my garden. We're good. You know, I like Abby. Just leave the snails out. No problem. I'm just fucking
Thank you, And Another Thing. That's dope of you.
Mr. Evil, your bio said, please don't follow me. And I just couldn't handle it, so I followed you. I just don't ask me not to do something. Sorry, bro. I just can't help it. And I'm gonna tell the whole world to follow you now.
Oh, now you did it. Now you upset him.
That's reverse psychology. That's how you get the bad girls.
I think that worm is wiggling over there, Mona Lisa.
Wiggle it just a little bit. I'm gonna jiggle it just a little bit.
Hold on. No. I got you, bro. And another thing. Kardashians are famous because Kim Kardashian is a rich whore with a big ass. There.
Okay, so he said it. He said it, so I didn't have to, but I'm going to expand upon that because we got to expand because that ass has been expanded upon. So I just want to expand upon ass is what I'm talking about, okay?
Man, that shit's already got the expansion pack, homie.
Right? Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that ass is like, it's jam-packed with air-packed. It's water-packed. It's got silicone. It's got... Everything you could put up in an ass is in that ass already. I mean, Elon Musk has been working on that ass for like 5 years.
Space-aged.
I mean, we're talking about space age ass right here.
I'm talking about like closet organizer.
Verified. 10. Verifiable space age ass. Elon Musk been working on shit 5 years at least. He got this shit in pocket. He ain't letting it out yet. But you know, you've seen that picture of her with that champagne bottle on her ass. That's inhuman.
Yes.
That is not a. That's not a human ass. Okay, so that is extraterrestrial ass. There's people living in that ass. Those lizard people that we know about, that we've been talking about, that are perpetuating the new world order and all this newfangled infiltration that we've been witnessing here upon the earth, and the government in the United States apparently has been infiltrated by the beings in Kim Kardashian's ass. And I'm just going to leave that right there. You do what you want with it. I left you the information, I give you the facts, and that's all I do.
So there you have it, folks. Proof.
Proof positive, aliens living in Kim Kardashian's ass, and I just want to hear from the people what you got to say about the aliens in Kim Kardashian's asshole.
I believe when they do ass, they don't put silicone, they use fat from other parts of your body and put it into your ass, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Juanito Papi, I would like to agree with you, except I have to disagree with you because it has been proven that they boil down the Clintons, and by they, I mean the Clintons, they boil down babies. Now, they scrape up homeless people, they get these fetuses from the abortion clinics, and then they take all these piles and scraps and parts and whatnot, and you know, parts is parts, and they just boil them down. I don't even want to get into it. Okay, next question.
And another thing.
And another thing. And another thing. Go ahead. Actually, this one's all you.
And another thing. Let's get another message here.
Oh, I played with the aliens earlier today, and another thing, it was cool. They watched me hoop and everything. I took a video.
Oh, send it to me.
Ooh. Wait, what? Ooh. Send it to both of us.
Some sort of an alien video.
Inquiring minds need to know. That's right. And I'm hoping that it's alien pussy. Because I really like the thought of alien vagina. I really like to see how an alien masturbates, especially if they masturbate kind of like a praying mantis. It's very, very, very much a turn on.
They masturbate together. Okay, they take their time. They spit a lot of saliva on their hands. And they manually masturbate each other.
Like one hand at a time, or is it two hands at a time, like in unison?
Or
is it alternating?
Si, señor.
Okay. Alternating left and right. That's how I do it. So that's the best way. I masturbate the best way. It's tremendous. It's the most efficient, most tremendous, fastest way to ejaculate on your Hispanic maid.
Oh, señor, he's very gracious of you, very generous.
That's right, and you can use that for a little bit of facial cream. Go ahead, you enjoy that.
It's clearing up my crow's feet.
That's right. That'll help you. It's presidential saturation, shall we call it?
He's healing my scar.
I healed his scar as we speak right now.
MC Lyons, okay. What happened?
Okay, so we have the yoga guy. We have the yoga guy live. He does yoga, and he's a guy, and he's
the yoga guy. It's the yoga guy. He said hello. He said hello. The yoga guy. Gotta give a shout out to the yoga guy. Yes. Okay. Okay. Where was I?
Okay.
Where was I? I was coming on your face, and you were using it for moisturizer. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Well, Donald, because, I think that's not very fair. I think you better let me have a little bit of that.
Because I like to help the minorities, so I ejaculate on them.
You know how the president does when he gets a little cognac in him.
He likes to ejaculate on a minority community and lift it up one drop of semen at a time, one lovely glob, little bit at a time, right on your ear, maybe on your nose, maybe on your forehead.
Hey, this is what I tell him. This is my George Bush is awful. I gotta really work on my George Bush. That one doesn't come natural. But these messages do.
Hot Cheetos are red and Bud Lights are blue. Will you be my modelo? And I'll be your food.
Nice. Hey, fool. You fool's gone mild? You need to turn it up a notch.
Well, Hillary's a whore and Bill is a fool and red leaves are blue and I'll fuck you.
Now I try. Okay.
Abby Snail is a female, but her face looks like a male's. And I don't really care, because I will fuck her and pull her by her pigtails.
How did you feel when I separated your family at the border?
I didn't like you very much, senor, but your lawn is ready for you to lay on.
Did you get the check that I sent you? $500 for your daughter.
It just about paid for my travel expenses.
No, I paid for your daughter. That was a check for your daughter.
About
you'll
that.
You'll never get her back.
Oh no! Oh my goodness.
She's my maid right now, and by maid, I mean, well, I can't say.
That's what I was afraid of, senor. I must go now, forever.
Okay. Goodbye, my friend.
God, I gotta tell you, I don't think I like improv. I don't think so. It's too forced.
It's hard. It's hard sometimes, huh? It seems forced. Yeah.
I gotta break the character. I gotta break character. I wanna laugh. I wanna breathe.
Yeah, no, it's hard. I like it because it's challenging. Dude, Brazil Prez and I did 5 hours of piss jokes. Like, we're like, okay, every joke has to be about piss, right? Every joke. Every single one. So it all went through that lens, and we did 5 hours, dude.
Have you listened to it again?
Yeah, I listened to like an hour and a half of it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is hilarious. It was really good.
Dude, why don't you guys chop it up and put it on like a podcast or something?
Well, you I'm gonna. Podcast.
Yeah.
I just haven't, dude, I got 50 shows on stereo. And I need to chop all of them up to put them on podcast, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Pick your funniest one.
I just haven't gotten around to it. Well, but there's nuggets in all of them, right?
There is, yeah, but that's way hard to comb through.
Yeah. Oh, that's all next week. That's what I'm doing.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend the whole week doing that.
Yeah, punishing yourself.
I'm all into this shit. I'm not working right now, so I'm having fun on stereo, dude. I'm trying to talk with people like yourself, trying to form an affinity, trying to make people laugh, trying to talk about real shit. I'm all over the place, right? I'm political. I like being funny. I like doing voices.
You could play an instrument on here, technically. You know, you could. There's still more things you haven't explored yet.
Dude, I you know what? I think I'm going to get my guitar back. I have it at the guitar store for sale right now, but I think I'm going to get it back.
Yeah, have you done any karaoke stuff yet? There's a lot of stuff you haven't explored.
No, I've been fucking around with a bunch of that.
Oh, you have?
I had a bunch. Oh, yeah, I was doing that this morning. It was so much fun, dude.
I got to check it out.
With Benny Boom Boom.
Benny and, Boom Boom.
And Kara... Kara Vokes, like yeah, almost like karaoke, but
karaoke box, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, she's got a good, really good voice, and he could play like anything on guitar. So he was doing this thing where you just you leave him a message, and he would play the song. Like I'm like, dude, one by U2, boom, he starts playing it. And then the next message, I would like sing along with it, and it was cool. And then he's playing along with me singing. Oh, it was so much fun! Right. Wow, oh, it was a blast.
Cool. I gotta check that out when he does it next time.
Yeah,
Bunny. People are excited.
Benny Boom Boom. Yeah, what do the people want to talk about? Hey, people! So we got an open forum here. What do you want to talk about? You got us on the line. We're all ears. Do you need counseling, or do you just want to laugh? Let us know.
Yes, 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 Daddy spank me. Oh, yes, harder.
Ooh, I love a good spanking. I definitely love a good spanking. Big fan. I'm a big fan. Yeah.
She seems nice.
She's fun. DMC squared.
So, yeah.
You want to hit that next one?
Yes.
Mr. Trump, answer me honestly. You fucked your cousin yet? I want to know.
I fuck my cousin every night, but only dry in the ass. Not in the vag. So it really doesn't count.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Okay, first off, and another thing, is that your real voice? What?
Yes.
I've been lied to my whole life.
That's my real voice. Yes, darling. Yes, darling. It's my real voice. I'm talking to you live and direct. Do you have a question for the president? Let me know. You sound like I would like to grab you by the pussy. And let's leave it at that.
Do you say play an instrument? I don't think I can play the skin flute on stereo.
Oh, I think you can. I beg to differ. I gotta go center myself, Dave. I'll talk to you in a little while.
Sounds good, bro.
Alright, dude.
Peace.
Alright, thanks for tuning in to another episode and another thing with Dave. Please follow, subscribe, and share. I'm on all social media and another thing with Dave. And keep seeking the truth. Right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.